The cattle raised on the mission provided meat to feed the community, but that wasn't the only valuable byproduct. The mission used many parts of the cow, including the fat, hair, and hides, to make many of their everyday items. If you can just imagine how smelly and fly-infested the tanning process was, then you'll understand why it was located in the outskirts of the mission. This process could take many months and included many stages of washing and soaking. After the cow was slaughtered and skinned, the hides were spread out on the ground to dry in the sun. The dried hides were then soaked in salt water for several days before being stretched and cured. After that, the hides were soaked again, but this time in a solution of lime and water. Once the hair was loosened from the softened skin, a tanner could remove it by scraping the hide with a knife. See the rectangular vats? After another washing, this is where the hide soaked for 3 to 6 months in a solution of water and oak bark. When the hides were removed, they were washed yet again, and then rubbed with grease and hung in a drying room. The leather could then be turned into a variety of items, including saddles, boots, belts, and chair seats. Leather hides could even be used as California banknotes, a substitute for money to purchase goods from trading ships.